Hello and welcome to Carol's Corner on Technology here on 900 AM WURD, your information station committed to solutions. I'm Carol Smith, your host, along with my co-host, Mr. James Cartwright, the
technology guy. Carol, how are you this evening?
Busy as a beaver.
Busy as a beaver, I tell you. You're always running. That's a good thing.
And people trying to give me more stuff to do. I said, hold up.
That's a good thing. If they're not demanding your presence, then something wrong.
That's the point, isn't it? And then I'll be wondering, what's up?
Yeah, there you go. Wait a minute. Hey, what's going on? Nobody's calling me anymore.
Right, and talk about calling. Our number here at 900-AM-WURD is area code 215-634-8065. Or if you're in the Philadelphia suburbs, New Jersey, or Delaware, you can call us toll free at 1-866-361-0900. And what else can they do, James?
Well, you know, they can listen live on the internet by going to www.900amwurd.com. The signal is clear, no interference, and it's you can listen live, and then you can call in and join in the discussion.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, how many of you knew that September was National Preparedness Month?
National Preparedness, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Those folks in Galveston were ready.
But there's about
30,000 of them that don't know how to listen, though.
I'm hip. When you saw those pictures, boy, it was like devastating, you know?
So ready is disaster recovery. Yeah. Are you ready for a natural
any disaster? Any disaster, you know? Because even some of the people who might not have gotten flooded out, they still have no electricity.
No electricity, no clean water,
yes, et cetera.
Yes, so, and that's the real impact,
right?
The disease that comes from that kind of environment.
Absolutely. And they wanted me, the Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management wants to make sure that you prepare for any kind of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have this piece that came out on the email. It says, what you need to have in your head, in your home, and in your hand. Okay, if you want some more information on this, you can go to www.phila.gov/ready, or you can text Phila, P-H-I-L-A, to 411-911.
Wow,
okay?
That's 411,
this is new. Text Philadelphia, Phila 2, that's T-O, 411-911. They say, no, you need to know Philadelphia's evacuation routes. Okay?
Wow.
And at home, you need to be prepared to shelter in place for 3 days. So you need to have 3 days worth of supplies for your family and your pets, because sometimes conditions might be too hazardous to go outside.
Wow.
So you need to be self-contained in your home. And you need to have a go bag, because you might get caught in your car.
Okay.
You know, something, you might be in transit, and you need to have a backpack or a small suitcase with wheels filled with emergency supplies that you can grab in the event of an evacuation. So go to the phila.gov site /ready to get the particulars on what you need to have in your head, in your home, and in your hand.
Or the three H's.
Yeah. Right.
Head, home, hand.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's good stuff. And a lot of this stuff you just need to have around, period, on Sunday.
I just bought a case of water. I'm not even a water drinker.
Mm-hmm.
But something, I guess because of what happened this weekend, I said, let me put some water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some bottles of water in the house. I got canned foods. I got food that you can eat without electricity.
Right.
I got candles around the house. You know, I mean, you need candles in every room, 2 or 3 candles. You know how long you have to, and some in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to be without light or electricity, and you got children, or you got
seniors.
It
happened to me on Sunday.
Oh, it did?
We're sitting down at the table, and I told you I'm looking at some, doing some stuff, so I'm sitting there, we're talking with the gentleman, and the lights went out. So I'm thinking that it's the, you know, circuit breaker.
Right.
I go up, I keep a flashlight and go down, and it's not the circuit
batteries.
Breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Then we look outside, and it's the whole area. It's not the first time it happened. So immediately, you know, we're sitting there, so candles, flashlights. But I went to get some water. And I have a refrigerator with the ice and water dispenser.
Oh, right.
So I'm standing there trying to get some water.
Not working.
Well, that's a luxury, but the reality is we are so accustomed to electricity and all that it provides. You know, if you got $400 in food and the electric goes out, that's, you know.
Out. Yeah. And also, I'm glad you mentioned that, because they also said, although this doesn't say, but it was on the news the other night, need to keep some money in the house. Because you go to an ATM, the bad boy ain't working.
It
happened to me at 9/11. So you can have all the money you want in the bank.
That's right.
But you can't get to it.
Yeah. So are you ready?
Right. So are you
ready? So let us know. Let us know.
That's right. So I know I'm not trying to scare people, but you got to be prepared.
Disaster.
Like my ex-husband used to say, be ready if you don't get to go. You know, and now with that, I'm going to read some scholarships and a couple jobs real quickly, because we have a guest this evening.
Yes, we do.
And we want to introduce her to you, and we'd like for you to interact with her. Now, the first scholarship, and as always, all of the scholarships I read are from blackstudents.com. So you can go online and get all the details, because I'm not going to give you all the details. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about each one of them. And the first is AXA. Achievement Scholarships, okay? They have a state program, and they have 52 winners. They're 52 states, so they award a scholarship for each state. And this is a one-time scholarship of $10,000 each. Not bad, I don't think.
$10,000.
$10,000.
I could use it.
And the deadline is December 15th. So you've got some time, so go online and find out about this scholarship. Writer's Digest is having their annual short story competition, okay? And they're looking for fiction that is bold, brilliant, but brief. Talking about the three H's, this is the three B's, okay? They want you to send them their best 1,500 words or less. And the first through the 25th placed manuscripts will be printed in a special competition collection and published, okay? All entries must be typewritten and double-spaced on one side of 8x11 paper. Manuscripts will not be returned. The deadline is December 3rd, and the award amounts range from $100 to $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's also a National SMART Grant, and this is a National Science and Mathematics Program to Retain Talent Grant. And they're looking for third and fourth year undergraduate students who are eligible for federal Pell Grants, who are majoring in physical life and physical life or computer sciences, mathematics, technology, or engineering, or in a foreign language determined to be critical to national security. Okay, you have to be a U.S. citizen and enroll full-time into a program with a 3.0 average. The deadline varies, so you can apply for this year-round, and the award amount is $4,000. The National Housing Association has endowment scholarship, okay? And they're looking for students who are looking to become a builder or a contractor or a specialty contractor or a project supervisor, warranty manager, estimator, purchasing agent, job foreman, site supervisor, inspection, project coordinator, or project planner.
That's a wide range.
There's a lot of construction going around in the city of Philadelphia, and there are a lot of young men and women who are interested in the construction industry and really don't think there's much opportunity for scholarships,
but
there are plenty out there. And these scholarships start at 2,000 and go up. And they also have varied deadlines, so there's no deadline date for this. And for women in our audience, there's the Dorothy Harris Endowed Scholarship for Women's Program. Okay, and this is in honor of Dorothy Harris, who was a pioneer and advocate for women in sports. And the goal of this scholarship is to assist women graduate students pursuing physical education, sports management, sports psychology, and sports sociology. The award amounts are up to $3,000, and the deadline is December 31st. Now for a couple internships. I know most of you have heard of Tom Joyner. He's got a national Tom Joyner Foundation internship program, and which was established for the purpose of helping students continue their education at HBCUs. Okay? They're looking for, they're partnering here with Nationwide Insurance Company. So this is a nationwide Tom Joyner scholarship, and they're looking for folks who have interest in the insurance industry, and they have positions, internship positions available in marketing, sales, information technology, human resources, accounting, and more. Because the insurance industry covers a lot of career, you know, areas.
Many of opportunities.
Many
That's
opportunities.
Right.
You don't have to be looking at insurance. Right. Finance.
It's like an analytical.
Right.
Sales.
Sales, right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunities there. And American Express also has some internships and jobs, and they're looking for those who are currently in undergraduate programs, marketing, again, the same kind of thing. Marketing, finance, accounting,
Okay.
technologies, actuary, project management, card operations.
There you go.
They have a summer internship, okay, and they have year-round internships. So you can go on blackstudents.com and find out about them. Disney, everybody knows about Disney. They have an internship with their Disney theme parks as well as the resorts.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at all different kinds of opportunities in terms of entertainment and creation, as well as hotel management, etc. And the locations vary around the country. Again, there's no deadline. Okie dokie. And
no
that's
deadline.
It for the scholarships and internships. And I have two jobs, and then we will go to our guests.
We'll go to our guests.
Okay.
We'll introduce our guests and then take a break.
Right.
There
right.
you go.
The first one is with Walgreens. Everybody knows about Walgreens and Walmart.
Walgreens
They're looking
is everywhere.
For a senior systems analyst.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
There you go.
A senior systems analyst. And this position will be located in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm.
Okay, so anybody's looking to relocate, somebody may have just lost their job given this economy right now and looking around for other opportunities, but you can go online at www.walgreens.jobs and or email jessica.keith@walgreens.com. Okay, that's Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A dot Keith, K-E-I-T-H at walgreens.com. To find out more about this job. And Ronin Protection and Security Concepts, Inc. is looking for security specialists. Okay? In order to be considered for the position, the applicant must, one, be enrolled in the PA Career Link. Through the PA Career Link, which is good because this is for those folks who are looking for jobs that are unemployed or unemployed now.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
you have to apply through the PA Career Link. And the job order is, get your pencils out, number 591732. Okay, and the responsibilities are to maintain safe environment at residential communities and or construction sites, man security booth at posted locations, and conduct foot patrol. Minimum age requirements, 21 years of age, 1 year experience, drug-free with no criminal history, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the salaries are not that high, but you know, a job is a job. And I believe this has positions.
They're full. Gotta start somewhere.
Right. And they're full and part-time mm-hmm. positions ranging from $7.50 an hour to $10 an hour.
There you go.
So, again, you can contact Gary Zangrilli, that's Z-A-N-G-R-I-L-L-I, Zangrilli, at 215-560-5163. And that job order number again is 591732. 3-2.
There you go. And so there are job opportunities out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It, you know, a lot of them won't buy you a Porsche, but they'll help you feed your family. You got to start somewhere.
You start now
as a security specialist,
mm-hmm.
and 5 years from now, you're doing your own contracts as a security
firm.
That's true. All but come down to your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, we talk about education, and we talk about entrepreneurship here on Kyle's Corner on Technology. Well, we do that centered around technology. How do you use technology to further your business and educational goals?
Mm-hmm.
And our guest tonight is someone who has done exactly that. They have used technology to push their entrepreneurial goals and to stimulate their educational growth for themselves and for their children. So we have Nicole Newman here with us, and we will come back and talk with Nicole right after the break. While the commercials
don't
are playing.
We know?
You're listening to Kyle's Corner on Technology. I'm James Cartwright, the technology guy. If you want to chime in on anything we're talking about tonight, whether the ready stuff we talked about or anything that our guest stimulates us with tonight, or if you just have a technology question, you can give us a call here at 215-634-8065 or 1-866-361-0900. Our guest is someone that I met, I went to an outing with my wife not long ago, and we're all sitting around and we're kind of laughing and joking, and they kept talking about Nicole. When's Nicole going to get here? Where's she coming? And then when she showed up, I understood why people wanted her and was looking for her. When she walked in, she commanded some presence. And we began to talk, and immediately I saw what my wife saw about a year before when she met Nicole, and they started this woman's group, and maybe she'll talk a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted her to come share her story with us. So, Nicole, welcome to Carol's Corner of Technology. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful, and thank you very much, Carol and James, for having me.
Yes, and Nicole, why don't you introduce yourself to the WRD listening audience.
Oh,
you can do it much better than I could.
That sounds fabulous.
Who is Nicole Newman?
Nicole Newman is a product of West Philadelphia.
Okay.
Born and raised, went to the High School of Engineering and Science, went on to Temple University, and I'm so glad you talked about internships. Internships are a great thing. Did them in high school, did them in college, and working at Fortune 500 companies. So my last company was Deloitte. That was my internship.
Deloitte and Touche.
Yes.
What, was it Big Three or whatever they call it?
It used to be Big
Six.
Yeah, Big Six. But
the numbers just shrinking and shrinking.
Now we're down to Big Four. We're down to Big Four, consulting firm. Mm. And it was a great internship. And they taught me the skills that I really wanted to use and to the network. Let me just say the network to start your own business.
There you go.
So it does depend on how you look at it. Everything, what is happening now is we can use technology to learn from each other.
That's right.
Colleges and our institutions that make money off of transferring knowledge.
That's...
So now we have an intermediary that we can share the cost. I went and paid $70,000 for my MBA. Now I want to make sure nobody else does the same thing.
Uh-oh.
So we can use that information and use technology to share that information with my audience.
Well, you share the information with your audience, but you can't give them the credential.
No, I can't give them the credential.
The credential costs $70,000.
Right.
But you can tell them how to get that same credential for less?
I can tell them what avenues to take.
Okay.
Somebody else pay for it.
That's what
I'm talking about. To get that credential.
Okay. So, I'm sure many of our listeners want to hear that.
That's right. So you're a product of West Philadelphia. You've worked in corporate America. And then you had this revelation, this bright idea.
Actually,
and it's known to me as Diverse Philly. So what is Diverse Philly?
Diverse Philly is a website to share the cost of advertising. I got my MBA, and one of the issues that I saw is that small businesses are no different than big businesses.
Okay.
They just don't have the resources or the staff to do what big businesses do.
Mm.
So in my capacity, I wanted to use my skill set and change the equation, because now you have software open, what they call it, open source software.
That's right.
Where you can use that same technology, that same platform that big business is using for small businesses.
That's right. So open source software, for those who don't know, is software that's owned by the collective. Yep. Programmers around the world work on the software, they build it up, and they make it functional, and you get to use it for free.
Yes, yes. So that's the concept, and showing and bridging the digital divide. I really feel like we have a group that is being left behind, and that group directly impacts me as a mom of a 6, 5, and a 3-year-old.
Okay.
So somehow we have to take the people who have the skills and share the knowledge with the people who don't to make sure that everybody bridges the gap.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Diverse Philly. It's actually diversephilly.com.
Yes. Diversephilly.com is the first product of Newman Networks. And,
okay.
And what we do is we help businesses market. I would say marketing is a very selective field. You can market to a broad audience and get 2 or 3 per 100, or you can do relationship marketing where you only market to 10, but all 10 know you.
And all 10 use you.
And all 10 use you.
That's right. That's right.
So in our community, we have, being that Philadelphia is a word of mouth town, everybody here knows each other. So how can we use that those two pieces of information to do more business with each other?
Okay. Okay. So Diverse Philly is a marketing website that focuses on local.
Yes.
Businesses and networking opportunities. So how would you market, say, my business? Or how did my wife, Simone, market her business, AbundantHomeInspection.com, pardon the plug there.
That's right. Love Simone. Love Simone.
Explain how that works.
Okay. Well, I'll try to explain it. I actually met Tara Colquitt from the House Depot.
Hi, Tara. I know she's listening.
About 3 years ago.
Okay.
I had been trying to get her on Diverse Philly for the longest time, but she was so busy. So we finally got to a point at a place where we actually met, sat down, and then Tara and I started doing business together. And then Tara told me about Simone, and then Simone told me about some other people, and then it just became a network.
Mm.
So Tara's influence got Simone to join a site. And what Simone did was she called all the businesses that were related in her category. So now they all use her because she took it a step further and used it as an opportunity to introduce herself other businesses in her category.
So since we are already like-minded people, we all bought into this idea that Newman Networks provides.
Yes.
Then let's talk a little further and see how we can engage and build a network of people that share resources.
Exactly.
And that's been done in other communities for a long, long time.
Is there a cost involved in this?
There is a cost.
I hear a member. I thought you said joining. I was just wondering about.
The membership cost is $15 a month.
Okay.
And that
$15
is
a month.
$15 a month. And that is really the baseline of starting a marketing engine. And that just allows us to share the information. So it's not just one business is $15, it's the collective of everybody together.
And now in our conversation, you shared how you got Diverse Philly started and how for a year,
yes,
there was absolutely no cost involved.
No cost.
Because it was proof of concept, how this thing can work.
Yeah.
Right? So you took the initial step of using your resources to build this network for folks to utilize. And now it's out there and it's viable.
Right.
It works.
Right.
I remember when I first heard of Diverse Philly, and I said, okay, well, somebody's, you know, doing a website to get people networking. That's great. And, you know, should you invest in it? I mean, should I invest in it? Simone said. I said, well, you know, it can't hurt. You know, give it a shot and see what happens. And I remember the first call she got from Diverse Philly. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's local and people interacting. Now, you just multiply that and you have a successful networking entity utilizing technology.
And that's the idea. And I really wanted to be different than a directory. I didn't like the structure of a directory. It wasn't using technology to the best of its ability. Everybody knows a picture equals 1,000 words.
Mm.
So if you just add a picture to your description and your listing, it changes the dynamic. And it can be a picture of your store. It can be a picture of you as a person. It could be a picture of your product.
Okay.
And then you have a description. They say words are
pictures worth 1,000 words.
Well, but words have words have a special meaning too, because words convey an image of what you're trying to do.
It creates an image. When I read something, the writer paints a picture in my mind using those words. So as descriptive as possible. That's why it's very important in marketing, the language that's chosen to present.
And it's very important that you understand that your customers are what's in it for me. So we don't really care about what you do, but how can you help me? And so I try to help them. Most business owners only talk about what they do, but not how can they help you. So we have to change the language to fit how can we help you.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, you know, you have the Googles of the world. You have these national worldwide search engines that, you know, I can go in and I can type in, whatever I'm looking for,
right,
and find a list of people. What made you do something that's more centralized, more local? This is, you know, diverse Philly. You're going to find, I like how it's broken down. You got Mount Airy, you got, you know, we're a city of neighborhoods. So
that's
diverse,
right.
Philly is a website of businesses in our neighborhood.
Yes. I would say
that's a new slogan for you.
What makes my site different is I average 34 hits for every person that comes on the site.
Okay.
So they come and find out what they're looking for, but then they say, well, what else is here? So they are learning while they're shopping.
Okay.
And then they find other products that are right in their neighborhood.
Well, you just described exactly what I did when I went to the site for the first time. I started looking around and saying, okay, so this business is in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. If I had hair, I could go to this hairdresser.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing.
Okay.
So it when you understand, it's like the concept of a mall. The anchor stores are your JCPenney's and your Sears, but all the stores in the middle feed off of the anchor stores. So that's the concept.
Mm-hmm. Now, a listener on this may hear children in the background in the green room there. Nicole's three children are here with her, and we're talking about technology, and obviously your children, they all look very bright and happy. How does technology, what role does it play in your household? We know you use it in business. How are you using it in your household with the children?
Well, I tell you, working at Deloitte was the greatest internship I ever had. I worked in a learning department, our job was to create courses that we could broadcast globally, because it was cheaper for them to do courses on the internet than it was to fly people into a central location.
That's right. That's right.
The chief learning officer started a site called eLearning for Kids, eLearningForKids.org. So it would teach children all across the globe English, math, computer skills, Mavis Beacon typing, and it was a great experience. So because I had worked in that environment, my children actually go to cyber charter schools, because I understood that the internships and the job opportunities for the 21st century are going to be technology based. And so if you're not using technology, like my kids know more about my phone than I do. They found videos, they record stuff. They understand technology, so I wanted them to have that skill set. But I also found out through the cyber charter schools that it's learning on your own pace. You can't get any better than that. I am totally spoiled. Thank you, Miss Loretta from September Apples.
Is that cyber charter schools, is that an open site? Is that a .org? I mean, do you have to,
They're regulated by the state. They're regulated by the state, and there is no fee. I pay a fee because I don't do it. And so I know I'm spoiled. My daycare provider actually does it for me. I just don't have the patience. And what I found out this year, because now I have two children that are in cyber charter school, is it's good for kids who are academically gifted, but it's also good for kids who are academically challenged.
That's good.
In a traditional classroom, they teach to the middle of the class. They can't teach on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I have a child that's very bright. She's 6 years old in the second grade. Then I have a child who won't sit still.
Who's also very bright because they're always moving.
Take your son today.
Yes. So they're always moving. They're always doing things. And what we had to do this year was give him a placement test.
Okay.
And he tried the placement test. And after 10 minutes, he was done. He didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, right.
Now, in the cyber charter environment, you don't have a time frame. We could give them the test over 3 days in 10-minute increments instead of sitting in the classroom for 40 minutes.
And that way you can tell the education to the students. And like you said, the classroom, you generally have to fit into the mold of teaching. Some people are visual when they learn visually. Others learn through touching and doing. Others learn through cognitive, through reading and the like. So your experience from the cyber charter school is you can capitalize on the strength of the child to help them learn.
Yes, and you can tailor it to what they like to do. My son loves dinosaurs. So because it's a one-on-two environment for one student, there's two teachers, they can throw stories in there about dinosaurs to capture his attention.
Okay.
So thank you, Miss Loretta from September Apples. Thank you.
Miss Loretta, September Apples, thank you. So Cyber Charter School. Now, notice the theme here. The theme here on Carol's Corner on Technology is entrepreneurship and education centered around technology. And that's what we're talking about here. You've implemented a social networking website.
Yes.
Utilizing technology. You are educating your children utilizing technology. So that makes you an entrepreneur, a technologist, a mother, right? Mm-hmm. How do you make it all work? How do you pull it all together?
It's a great thing called email. I guess it is definitely technology, and it's understanding mind, body, and soul, and how they work together, and being able to take breaks and running.
Mm-hmm. Running
is a great thing, and keeps you spiritually awake.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that impressed me about Nicole and initially meeting her is that she came to the barbecue on her way to a 13-mile run.
Yeah.
Now she got there at 6 o'clock and she was on her way to a 13-mile run, mm-hmm. and I was on my way to my third plate of ribs. So running has become a big part of your activity.
Definitely. It takes a lot of energy to do all this. Okay. So you have to replenish yourself to give yourself energy to get everything mm-hmm. going.
Okay.
So I couldn't do it without SIS Fitness, which is one of my first clients. And they taught me how to lose weight and maintain my weight. I was 250 pounds and now I'm down to 178.
250 pounds down to 178. I won't do the math because we're about to take a break. But that's at least 70 pounds.
Yes.
That's incredible. That's a remarkable thing to be able to focus and concentrate long enough.
Yes.
And deny yourself.
Well, you don't deny yourself.
You mean I can have Oreo cookies?
You sure can. You sure can. And it's about using it to teach. What SIS Fitness did, and this is one of the concepts I took to Diverse Philly, is she educated me. She had a fitness challenge. So an 8-week course taught me what I needed to learn. And so when I write my newsletters, I teach the audience skills that I learned to help them.
Wow. If anything we talked about here in this discussion where we're talking education and technology and entrepreneurship and spirituality and teaching, we're going to, you can give us a call here at 215-634-8065 or 866-361-0900. And we're going to take a short break, but we hope to talk to you on the phones when we get back. And we're back. You're listening to Carol's Corner on Technology here on WURD 900 AM. We're talking with Nicole Newman, the owner, entrepreneur, coordinator, developer of DiverseFilly.com, a business networking website. And, you know, technology is used to further our goals, whatever the category may be, if it's education, if it's entrepreneurship, whatever it is. So the theme that Nicole's working with Diverse Philly is networking. So let's talk and focus on that theme, which the tool of the internet and web-based technology is helping you push forward.
I'm glad we're talking about this. the idea of Diverse Philly was to get people to start a conversation with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They could call each other now and say, I saw your business on Diverse Philly. Okay. I'm on Diverse Philly too. I think there's a way that we might be able to cross market our businesses together.
Okay.
Let's go out to lunch. So that was the idea. Mm-hmm. And Simone embraced the idea. I was very happy about that. And because that's how business is done. If you put everything equal, people will do more business with people they know.
Okay.
So it's not about the price so much. It's the intrinsic value of the relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's why I really wanted to do relationship-based marketing. But also, I host a networking event at least once a month to get the business owners to meet each other.
Okay.
Because that'll make them more comfortable with each other if they continue to see each other at networking events.
Yes, I understand that.
So we're actually having a networking event coming up on September 25th from 7:30 in the morning to 10 in the morning before businesses open at the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that.
Okay. Well, for those who are listening, how would they... we know you can go to diversephilly.com.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an email or a phone that folks can call?
Oh, plenty of emails.
Plenty of emails. Give them one.
I'll give you one. But another thing that business owners should consider is separating their emails. One for business and one for personal.
Yeah.
Okay. So my business email is N Newman. I have a lot of N's in my name. So N and then N-E-W-M-A-N. At Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, network.com.
Okay.
You can also find me on MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, and I think that's it.
Okay. As many outlets as possible. When you're talking about marketing and networking, you need to be where people are.
And also Urban Philly. And I tell all my business owners, you don't just advertise on Diverse Philly. Find out what other sites you can advertise
on. Okay. So there are other networking sites out there that you participate in as a business owner yourself.
Yes, it is. Yes, there are. I'm a member of the African American Chamber and the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So it's how many people can you reach for your dollars? Mm-hmm. That's what you really want to be considerate of. And what's your marketing budget?
Okay, and that's interesting because you know, it's $3 million for 30 seconds on the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You'll reach 120 million people, or you can find other outlets where you reach people, but it can still be just as effective.
Yep.
Because you're target marketing and you're building a network of folks that were going to use you. I often tell Simone that the people aren't buying the service, they're buying you.
Exactly. Yes. I had that conversation at Motivating Mondays.
Yes.
I told them exactly. And that was my impetus for losing weight. It didn't have anything to do with my health. I wanted to present a better product.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
What types of businesses are on your site?
I do businesses with anything that you can think of.
I know, but I'm just trying to give our listeners some kind of idea the types of businesses they might find on your site.
You're going to find hair salons, mm-hmm. beauty salons, real estate agents, restaurants, accounting services,
electricians, plumbers, construction,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
the whole bit, home inspectors.
And really, what happens is people go to my site, and if you live in South Philly, the first thing you're going to do is look in South Philly.
Right.
And
right.
that, you're trying to save on gas just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, get somewhere close.
That's right.
Incredible. So your children have been very patient back there, not too quiet. You want to bring one of them in so they can say they said something on the radio?
Okay, I'll go get one of them.
Yeah, go get one of them. And we'd like our listening audience to give us a call here at the radio station, 215-634-8065 or 1-866-361-0900. And, of course, if you're listening live on 900AMWRD.com, you can be a California or Georgia, that's over there in Europe, not down south, and talk to us. That's the one I was thinking of.
Mm.
And talk to us from anywhere in the world. You know, Kyle's Corner on Technology brings a lot of information. Through Kyle's experience and through my experience, we want to share with you what's going on around the city. We've often heard of people calling here about what to do, how to start a business online, and we're talking to someone who actually did that. It took a simple concept It's not a very complicated website. The website is very structured. It's a simple concept, and building that into an entrepreneurial model that can generate some revenue and at the same time get the people in the city communicating, talking, African-Americans and other businesses. And who is this pretty little thing we have sitting here?
Sahar.
Hi, Sahar. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know you on the radio?
Yes.
All right. You like being on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Now, your mother tells us that you go to Cyber Charter School.
I do.
You do? Do you like it?
Yes.
All right. Tell us what your favorite subject is.
My favorite subject is doing work.
That's what I'm talking about. Just doing the work. I was sharing that with my son the other day. I said, if you can learn to enjoy just doing the work, you'll be a much happier person.
What types of things do you learn?
I learned that I have to be good and be nice to everyone. Play games on there.
Okay. All right, that's good stuff. All right, so we're going to have you come back to us when you grow up and have your business so you can talk on the radio and tell everybody what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you, and scoot on over so Mama can sit down and to give everybody her information once again. And find out how to contact her and how they can be a member of Diverse Philly and further their business goals using technology and networking. Yeah, so this is a...
And we have Tara on the phone.
Oh!
From Elkins Park.
Okay.
Hi, Tara. Thanks for calling Carol's Corner on Technology here in WURD. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Hi, Carol. Hi, Tony. And hello, Simone. Simone. Nicole, don't I do this all the time?
She did that the night of the cookout, too. She called Simone Nicole. They have a lot of the same qualities.
They could be twins. It's the energy. The energy is absolutely amazing and the same. And I did not do that on purpose. I really, just two wonderful, wonderful women. But my question is to Nicole, which, of course, Nicole. Yeah, that's right. I really can't see the difference. Regarding websites, because we speak of this all the time, and I'm not sure, I came in a little bit late when she started speaking. I'm not sure if she really discussed websites and how important it is with businesses, because so many businesses might not see the value of a website, and we have this conversation all the time.
That's a great question.
I do... understand the importance of it and how to educate other people about it. A website allows your business to be open 24/7. And what a website does is allows you to talk about your business in a good way. And we call it edification. So if you have testimonials on your website, it can portray a great image of your business. And of course, you want to follow up and be true to that image, but that means that your website can talk about you when you're not there. That's a beautiful thing because you're getting more leverage from your time by marketing away from yourself.
How much time does it take to keep a website current? Because a lot of folks have that issue. They get it up and then they can't keep it current. I've been guilty of that myself, and I know there are a lot of other businesses out there. I've got stuff on my, I need to update that.
Well, there are solutions. I suggest business owners, and I actually promote this. There's a solution where you can update the website anytime you want to. You don't have to even call the developer.
What is that? I mean, what's the solution?
It's called a content management system. And it's website design and development is getting so easy that it's like Microsoft Word. It's just like another application.
But you still got to do this.
It's the time.
The time.
You know, five hours a week, four hours a week. The tools minimizes the time. But that's the thing that we find. I manage AbundantHomeInspection.com, and it takes time to manage the website. But the key there is the cost benefit analysis.
Exactly.
For that 2 hours a week that I spend, 4 hours a week, whatever it is, based on what we're trying to do, the return on that is can't really be measured because I'm open 24 hours. And people can go in and partake and participate in the service.
Does Tara have a website? Tara?
Yes, I do.
No, what's your website?
Do you have a business there?
Well, I'm sorry, one more time?
Do you have a business?
Yes, I am the credit woman.
The credit woman. So where you need your credit repaired.
And just a small guess about what I do, but it's, you know, it's very, I'm actually, I need to finish it up. So now I will definitely finish it up within the month. I keep on saying it'll be within the
month. That whole time thing we talked about, what all the other things you're doing.
The time thing, it really is. But I know even as you're discussing, and I totally understand, it's trying to make the website so it's kind of timeless. So the information is current, or I'm not sure. I'm sure there is technology. I would like to put a daily quote on there. But, of course, I'm not going to go on there and put on a daily quote, but have something to, you know, have 365 days a year have a different quote. And then I always think the testimonials, as Nicole said, are so important, because that's even more important than what you say you can do.
Exactly.
What other people say that you have done for them.
Well, Tara, I'm so glad you said something about that point, because what I did was RSS feeds, and you can use RSS feeds to update your site all the time.
Well, that's a great thing.
Now, for our listeners, what's an RSS feed?
We will have that as a topic, so let's wrap up the show.
Yes. We're talking
with Nicole Newman of Diverse Philly. Visit www.diversephilly.com, where you can find the credit woman on Diverse Philly and get help with your credit. And we are thankful that you came out to us. Any parting words for our folks listening on this, Nicole?
The parting words were keeping on. And we're going to do that and become a city that is ready to network.
There you go, ready to network.
This is going to be a digital city, right?
That's right, you're working on it.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Carol's Corner on Technology with myself, James Cartwright, the technology guy, and our eloquent host, Carol Smith. And as I always like to say, we want to ask you to enjoy this day, because it's a day we have never seen before and will never see again. So we must make the best of it. Until next week, Carol?
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
We'll see you next week,
and
same time, same place, right here on 900 AM, WURD, your information station, committed to solutions.
And we did it.